And Christian unity was also at the heart of Pope Benedict XVI's weekly general audience today. He said that this special week offers us all an opportunity to thank God for all he has done and continues to do to bring Christians closer together. Lydia O'Kane reports.
During his weekly general audience on Wednesday, Pope Benedict departed from his catechesis on figures from the early church, which for the last number of weeks has featured St. Paul. Instead, the Holy Father focused on the annual week of prayer for Christian unity, which began last Sunday, and explained more about this year's theme, that they may become one in your hand, taken from the book of Ezekiel.
The scripture passage recalls God's command to Ezekiel to take two sticks, one representing Judah and the other Israel, and joins them together as a symbol of the Lord's power to gather his people into one. As Christians, we read these words as an exhortation to pray and work for the full unity of Christ's disciples. As the Second Vatican Council reminds us, there can be no ecumenism worthy of the name without a change of heart.
The Pope continued by saying that this week offers us all an opportunity to thank God for all he has done and continues to do to bring Christians closer to one another.
I'm personally grateful for the many opportunities I have had to meet with representatives of churches and ecclesial communities, both in the Vatican and during my travels abroad. Let us pray that the various initiatives this week at the local and universal levels will encourage all who confess one Lord, one faith, and one baptism to listen more attentively to the Word of God, to deepen prayer, and to intensify dialogue, so as to imitate St. Paul's example of a life completely devoted to the Lord and the unity of his body, the Church.
During the course of Wednesday's audience, the Pope received honorary citizenship of Mariazell in Austria from the local authority there. It was given to him to mark the 850th anniversary of the shrine at Mariazell, which the Pope visited in 2007 to mark this occasion. Also on Wednesday, to mark the feast of St. Agnes, Pope Benedict blessed two lambs. As is tradition, the wool will be used to make the palliums, which will be bestowed on new metropolitan archbishops on June the 29th, the solemnity of the apostles St. Peter and Paul. I'm Lydia O'Kane.